Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Louisa Show. I thank you very much for tuning in with us on today. And do not forget, pass the information on to someone else. You never know what is going on in another person's life. Also, please have something handy that you may write down. Jot down the information that we're going to share with you. We're going to give you the phone number, how to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we're going to give you the number to call in to talk live on the show. That number is 563-999-3694. Call in, share your story, what you're going through. 563-999-3694. Also, the 24-hour information to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline is the phone number, 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. You may also chat online, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. You may also text 88788, the word START. That is 88. Don't worry, I'm going to give the number out again on today. And my apology, but I needed to come on early today because there's something very important that has to be done at 1 o'clock on today. So welcome. And if you see that icon, please click the follow link. That way, when time changes for the show or when the show is going to air, you will be aware of the show coming on. Also, I'd like you to know that if you find yourself in a domestic violent relationship, whether you're being psychologically, verbally, or emotionally abused, or if you're being hit by someone else, it is not your fault. It is not your fault. So you may go back and read, listen to the message that was aired on Sunday. I said I repeated today, but I'm not going to repeat all of it because I want to add some other ingredients into what we were talking about. And as we said when we first started talking about the abused person, we said that it is very important to discuss self-concept before we discuss the trauma of being abused and how it affects a person. So today, we're going to finish up on talking about the negative automatic thoughts that we give each other. I'm going to give you some hints on someone. If you think you're in an abusive relationship, and we're going to give you a few more warning signs, red flags, about that describes the person that's an abuser. And I want you to know that we're probably not going to finish. I thought we'd finish this series on today, but I don't think we are. It's probably going to take two more series just to give you the information that you need to equip yourself. And here's what I want to say. The more you begin to take back control over your life, the more the abuser feels out of control and chaotic. So learning how to set healthy boundaries between you and other people is a necessary step journey to retake control over your life. So we started off, or we ended the last blog by talking about negative automatic thoughts. That's NATF. In some situations, it's normal to have negative automatic thoughts. But for a person that's suffering with low esteem, someone that's been abused, traumatized, normal automatic thoughts can get out of control, causing yourself to spiral even to a lower level. And what is self-esteem? Self-esteem is your confidence in your own worth and your self-respect. That's what self-esteem is. So what we're doing out of the self-concept realm is building up the self-concept. Because I found after being in an abusive relationship for so long that my self-concept was just shattered. And as I've said so many times over and over again, by doing this show, I have gained so much self esteem to myself that I had lost. So that number to call in is 563-999-3694. That's 563-999-3694. I am able to stop talking when you call in. It's not often that people abused realize just how depleted they are until they have moved away from the abuse. So I can piggyback on that just a little. Even though I am still married, by doing the show the last 2 years, it has allowed me to be able to step back and look at myself and also look at the abuser, which has really helped me. I see the difference in my husband and how he talks to me and how he reacts and responds to me, because so long I kept my mouth closed and didn't say a word. And I want you to know that you are not alone. There are many others that are in abusive relationships that are silent. Things, they're being abused and don't even realize they're being abused. And then once they find out, the average person, you've already been in it for a long time, and it takes a while to even heal from being abused. I want you to know that nearly 20 people per minute are physically abused by an intimate partner in the United States. I want you to know that the National Domestic Violence Hotline, they receive 20,000 calls in one day. Call is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. Trained counselors just standing by just to hear what you want, what you have to say. Even if you don't know what you're saying, just let the words come out. I didn't know what I was saying when I first opened my mouth talking to someone in 1994. But I knew something was wrong. I didn't know what it was. I knew something was wrong. The person didn't give me an answer, but they listened. You may also text the word START to 88788. 88788. And then you may also check online to thehotline.org. Thehotline.org. So let's go away. So to improve self-esteem, you first need to notice your negative automatic thoughts. Which ones do we use and in what situation? The next stage is to ask ourselves if they're true. That's negative automatic thoughts that pops up in your head. And we talked about this a long time ago, but I was able to find even more information on NATS. So here's the thing. Are you really stupid? Always, in all situations, where is the evidence that you're stupid? Would your friends, family members, have coped with the situation any better? Would we give our friends these negative labels? Would our friends give them to us? Also notice how you feel when you talk to yourself negatively. And that's what we're talking about, criticizing self negatively, giving self words back that the abuser has said to you. Oh, you ain't nothing but a whore. Oh, you are stupid. Oh, look at you. You can't do anything right. Look at you. Calling your names. Notice how you feel when you talk to yourself negatively, understanding the impact it is having on you. Negative self-talk is invariably damaging to the person being abused. It's important to learn to be kinder to yourself. As we speak to a close friend, we want to talk to ourselves the same way. If we learn to be understanding, appreciative, kind, and sympathetic towards ourselves, our self-esteem will reap the benefits. So as you learn how to be kinder to yourself, not to knock yourself out, say, oh, it's my fault. How can I do something like that? I must be stupid. What's wrong with me? If you stop and just take a moment to be kinder to yourself, when the negative thoughts pop into your mind, your self-esteem, how you feel about yourself, your self-worth, your abilities to perform positively, and your self-respect will all reap the benefits. Now, let me give you some red flags about an abusive person. Jealousy and possessiveness. Controlling behavior. Quick involvement. As soon as you meet the person, they want to move in with you. As soon as you meet the person, give them about 6 months or less, they want to get engaged. And then isolation. They try to keep you away family. They say that your friends are either stupid, slutty, or that you are cheating with them, and that your family is too controlling. Now think about it. Does that make sense to you? Do you have a friend that in this type of a situation, you need to reach out to that person just to be a friend, not to that you're going to tell them what to do. No, that's not for you to do that, but you want to reach out to them to be a friend. It says, how do you help others? Even if you haven't experienced victimization yourself, you may know someone who has and are wondering how to help them through this difficult time. And the thing of it is, sometimes the person don't even know that they're in an abusive relationship because they got somebody telling them how much they love them, yet the person is manipulating, controlling, and isolating them from family and friends. So, own decision. You have to fight the urge to do something. You, the friend that want to help somebody, you have to fight the urge to do something. There are many reasons why someone may not want to report if they're being physically abused or if they have been raped. Okay, there are many reasons. Listen to and believe the victim. Whatever the person is telling you, believe it. It's okay to act how someone is doing. You may hesitate because you don't want to make the person think about this experience, or you may feel uncomfortable. But asking a friend if they're doing okay can make them feel and seem supportive. Here is what you do not want to say. You do not want to say, why didn't you fight back, scream right away, run away, stop drinking. You don't want to say, if it was me, I would have. You don't want to say, it's no big deal. We're going to have to pick up on this on next Tuesday. 88788. That's the word star. 800-799-7233. Thehotline.org. They are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just waiting to say something to you, okay? After we finish this series, then we're going to really get into abuse-related trauma, okay? We briefly talked about it some time ago, but we're going to get into it once again. So once again, we thank you very much for tuning in. Please leave a comment below and also click that link so that you may be notified of the next show. I thank God for you tuning in on today, and may the Lord continue to bless you and keep you.